I read on FPS Plus a couple of weeks ago, I knew right away I wanted to talk to her about it on my show. She was adopted as a baby, and then one day out of the blue, when she was 23, her birth mom called her on the telephone. Her book, Ithaca, deals with the joys and confusion caused by this new relationship. Please welcome Sarah Safian. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, very nice to meet you. I absolutely love the book.
Thank you.
What a great story. Now, initially, when you got the phone call, you didn't think, boy, this is going to make a great book one day.
No, not right away. I just dealt with the shock of getting a phone call out of the blue from a woman who said, I think I'm your birth mother,
right.
Which I never expected to get. It right. never occurred to me that I could be found. I always thought I would search when I felt ready to do that.
Well, that's always the story that you hear, you know, and especially
right.
if you're in the adoption community, that children go to search for their birth parents, but it's rare that you hear the reverse happen. Mm-hmm. Had you thought about searching for your birth parents?
In a really abstract way. I hadn't even given all that much thought to being adopted before, and then obviously the phone call triggered all of these feelings that I hadn't really had before.
Right.
And the idea for a book didn't really occur until, well, I should back up and say that after the phone call, the big bombshell my birth mother told me was that she and my birth father ended up marrying each other after giving me up and having three other children. So I had an entire family with three full siblings, which is also pretty unusual. And then I wanted to slow things down, and the book takes us from the phone call through a three-year-long correspondence. We just wrote letters and got to know one another gradually
right.
that way. And as our relationship started to unfold on the page anyway, being a writer to begin with, it was an automatic response, I suppose, to see a story emerging
right.
On the page and thinking this might be interesting to other people too, as helpful as it is for us.
Well, I absolutely found it fascinating,
thanks.
But not only because of the adoption part, but also because your mom died when
right.
you were a young girl. And as my mom did, and
right.
that had an interesting effect too on you, sort of, with the discovery of the birth mom, that would be the third mother, because your father remarried.
Exactly, and I remember finding out that I was adopted, having that conversation with my father, not long after my mother had died. And it's true that the phone call not only triggered feelings about my initial origins and my birth parents, but also feelings about my mother who had died, who I hadn't really thought about for a long time. She died when I was 6 and a half. And there's actually a chapter in the book called Birthday, and it's on the eve of my 26th birthday, and I'm in a cab on my way home from my parents' house. And it occurred to me how significant that is, the anniversary of one's birth. It had never struck me before, but I thought of my birth mother 26 years ago at that moment, and it made me realize that I did have these three mothers, in a sense, and that they didn't have to take the place of one another, that they could all coexist, because my father remarried after my mother died, and that mother is my mom. She grounded me in high school, and she embraced the role of mother from the moment she stepped into it, and I call her mom, and she's in every way my mother, and so Mother's Day, in a way, was for her. And my mother who died, the anniversary of her death was in a way her Mother's Day. And then sitting there in the cab, I realized that my birthday was in a way my birth mother's Mother's Day.
Right.
Because
when she first became a mother.
That
right.
was when she was my mother and my only mother at that point. And I realized they could all coexist. And I think that's when I started to feel more ready to take it to the next step and finally meet them almost exactly 3 years after her phone call.
Do you remember a specific conversation that your father had with you about adoption, or was it you always sort of knew, but then that was one that he, you know, because my son,
right.
they've always known my children.
Right.
But it was different, I think, when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, it's really nice the way this progression toward openness. And my father was always very open, and it was the sense that I always knew. I place it at about age 7 because I do feel that it was soon after my mother died, and I was rifling around in a desk in the living room, and I came across a date book from the year 1969, the year I was born, and I flipped through it, and I looked at my birthday, and I saw in my father's handwriting, Sarah Ruth is born, and then I continued flipping through it, and about 2 months later, in April, it said Sarah Ruth comes home, and I was confused. I didn't understand what that meant, and so I called to him, and he explained to me my adoption at that
right.
point. And in such a loving way, where the focus was much more on my being destined almost to be their child and my being taken in by them as opposed to being left by any other set of parents. And so there was never a feeling of abandonment or I don't really belong here, I'm not really in this family. It never was framed that way.
Right. But with the addition of this birth family came a
yes.
whole new set of emotions. Now,
yes.
I was very angry at the birth father when I read this book.
Okay.
Because I felt as though he was way too aggressive in asserting what his needs were and not really concerned, I felt, about what effect it would have on your own life. Although he tried to be,
mm-hmm.
I felt like he never really succeeded in that way.
Yeah, well, there have definitely been varied reactions to my birth parents, which I find the most interesting. And certainly adoptive parents will respond the most strongly to my birth parents, calling me out of the blue and really trying to arrange a reunion sooner than I felt ready. But to their credit, I felt like once I slowed things down and said, let's write letters, let's get to know one another this way, they really put the ball back in my court and let me decide the progression of the relationship, when we would exchange photographs, when we did finally meet, that was my decision.
Although, you have to say that when you said you didn't want photographs to be exchanged, that they had went and got your yearbook from high school.
That's true. He did look up my picture in the yearbook. But I think his response was also informed by the fact that he was an adoptee also.
Right.
Yet another unusual element to the story, that a relationship between a birth parent and a child is intense enough. And then he also being raised by people other than his biological parents and regretting that he took so long to wait to get to know his biological relatives.
Right.
He didn't want me to delay in the same way. And so I think that made him a little more aggressive than my birth mother, perhaps.
I think that you're right, because it's interesting. I have a friend who whose mother is alive but not in her life.
Okay.
And I am constantly saying to her, we could find her.
Mm-hmm.
We could find her. And my friend constantly says, I don't want to. I think it's because mm-hmm. I have a mom who's gone that the fantasy is to go meet her and everything is okay.
Yeah.
You know, even for my own children, I always hope that when they get to be old enough and they want to know about their birth family, that, you know, we'll all go meet them because I want to, like, look them in the face and say thanks.
Well, oh, that's great that you feel that way, because I think it helps an adopted person a lot for his or her parents to be involved in that, to be supportive of that curiosity.
Yeah.
You know?
It really is a very amazing book, and it's told with such honesty, and it's really beautifully written. I think it's really great, Sarah. You should get it. And that's for the whole audience today. Go out and buy it in your local bookstore. It's called Ithaca. Great to meet you.
Thank you
Thanks very much. You're welcome. We'll be right back with Sinead O'Connor after this.